here at the NCUA 2017 NCUA Take Two. How about I say this? Hey, we are here at the Northwest Credit Union Association 2017 MAX Conference in beautiful Spokane, Washington. We're here with Carmen Vigil. How are you, Carmen?
I'm doing well. It is a beautiful day, in fact, in Spokane, Washington.
It's gorgeous out there. I mean, the leaves are turning. It's all orange and green and yellow and all sorts of colors out there. But something cool is going on inside here. We have a lot of young professionals over there, which we'll talk about in a few minutes here.
Sure.
But you are community manager for the Northwest Credit Union Association.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
Yes. It's exciting. It's really, my job is really about people.
Okay.
So it's bringing people together, whether that's a group of compliance individuals, that they have a deeper, you know, network mm-hmm. to learn from each other, mm-hmm. Young professionals, chapters. I work with the World Council of Credit Unions programs.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So Global Women's Leadership mm-hmm. is launching here in the Northwest this
yes.
year. Very exciting. I work with our small credit unions, so helping them develop a stronger network among smaller credit unions.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad somebody's taken up that effort because, I mean, as we all know, that smaller credit unions make up the bulk of this industry. And so what are your plans in that area? I mean, I don't mean to go off on a tangent here, but what are your plans in that area to help this group out?
Yes, great question. So we're meeting tonight. We're convening at 5:30.
Timely.
Very timely. So the Small Credit Union Roundtable is happening. The theme is collaboration, which it really is every time we meet. It's all about collaboration. So we're going to be talking about how we can work together, or how the small credit unions can work together smarter and better and resource share more to be, you know, really thrive.
Very cool.
So that's kind of our focus right now. And then we're, you know, we'll build programming based on those conversations.
That seems to be the theme at a lot of these conferences, or just this year in general.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of the first half of the year was digitization. Let's digitize everything. All of a sudden, the last half of the year, I'm hearing more collaboration. Let's collaborate. We have to collaborate to compete. Is that what you're finding?
Yes, absolutely. And that's really kind of the crux of my job, mm-hmm. is how I can help credit unions collaborate.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's music to my ears.
All right.
Super exciting.
Very cool. Very cool. Hey, let's talk about the young professionals, because we have a group of a whole bunch of them over there, at least. A dozen, two dozen, something like that.
There's, to be exact.
Well, we're right there in the middle. So what's your role with them this year?
Yeah.
How are you helping them?
So this is the Young Professionals Network, first meeting. So we've been working with the regional young professional groups. So we've got Climb Idaho doing awesome stuff in the state of Idaho. We've got Young Credit Union Professionals in Portland, Oregon. Young Credit Union Professionals in Seattle, Washington. And we've all come together to build a network that spans three states. So we had a competition, 18 folks were selected. They all had to do videos, so similar to like Next Top Credit Union Executive. So we made them do videos, and then a judging committee chose 18 folks. So they're here, they've received kind of a full ride scholarship to attend MAX, see what we can build together from here.
Yeah, because I was going to add, my next question is like, what are your goals with this group, and what are some of their goals that you've discovered while talking to them?
Yeah, so, you know, formally it's to attend MAX, to connect with their regional groups, to become leaders within those groups. So that's an expectation, actually.
Right.
They're all going to attend advocacy events in 2018, because that's our big focus here in the Northwest. Mm-hmm. Advocacy underlies everything that we do. That's our biggest job.
Okay.
So they're definitely going to be involved with advocacy. And then I really want to hear from them, you know, after going through this conference, where can you add value? One thing we talked about in our orientation, which we just had, was for what reason, you know, why are we getting together? It's so we can help our members do what? So that's what we're kind of talking about, and we're all going to work together to figure out what that fill in the blank is.
Well, and attracting that next generation as well, because it's kind of like an industry-wide succession plan, if you will, to keep the new generations coming forward and jumping into the credit union movement. It sounds like that might be one of your bigger goals as well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Spread the word.
I mean, we got to put the sexy back in credit unions, right? I mean, I think I've heard Troy Stang say that. It's like, it has to be interesting, or we're not going to get people, the really good talent, to come into this industry. So
very cool. And, and personally, what are some of your conference expectations? What are some of your plans for the conference? All that type of stuff.
Well, tomorrow night is really the biggest night for me. It's Christmas, because it's our CU for Kids auction.
Yay.
So we're going to have our biggest auction yet. We've got nearly 400 people coming for it. And so it is Roaring 20s. That was 2 years ago. It's Kentucky Derby. It's Kentucky Derby theme. I'm here. I'm with it. a Kentucky Derby theme. So we've got some really good things planned. A lot of folks have big hats, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Bring your ponies and we'll bet on them and bet on the winner.
Mint juleps will be abound.
Yum.
So.
Very cool. All right.
Big hats, mint juleps, and horses. We love it.
And See You for Kids. Let's not forget.
See You for Kids. Joe Dearborn will be here as well talking. So he's a really good guy. And another great organization in this industry, See You for Kids. And credit unions are the third biggest organization giving to Children's Network Hospitals. So it's pretty cool that we are still ranked there third. It's pretty good.
Yes, and CU for Kids was founded in Portland, Oregon, in Southwest Washington. It's really, really close to this community. It's literally like the most grassroots thing that you could point to, and it's just expanded from there. So we're super proud of that.
Great message to end on. Carmen, anything else to add? Anything else to wrap up here?
No, I'm just really excited that you're here. We have such great talent. We have such great enthusiasm in the Northwest. You know, we have almost 50% market share of consumers are with credit unions. So that's something we're really proud of, and I think that you'll hear from some really talented and amazing folks this week.
All right. I hope so, and I know so. So, all right. Carmen, thank you so much. Appreciate the time.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Well done.